He has been gone for 40 years, this incandescent leader. But on this anniversary of his assassination, I want to remember how JFK governed, how he appealed to what Lincoln called the better angels of our nature. Kennedy was never better at this than when he spoke to the nation on June 11, 1963, to explain his decision to use the National Guard to desegregate the University of Alabama, crushing Governor George Wallace's obstruction. At the time, I was a 20-year-old GI at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. When JFK spoke, someone turned up the radio and the whole room fell silent. This is what Kennedy said. "Today we are committed to a worldwide struggle to promote and protect the rights of all who wish to be free. And when Americans are asked to wear their country's uniform, we do not ask for whites only. It ought to be possible, therefore, for American students of any color to attend any public institution they select without having to be backed up by troops." Kennedy continued, "It ought to be possible, in short, for every American to enjoy the privileges of being American without regard to his race or his color. But this is not the case. The Negro baby born in America today, regardless of the section of the nation in which he is born, has about one-half as much chance of completing high school as a white baby born in the same place on the same day, one-third as much chance of completing college, one-third as much chance of becoming a professional man, twice as much chance of becoming unemployed, and about one-seventh as much chance of earning $10,000 a year. He also has a life expectancy, which is 7 years shorter." Thus, JFK said, "We are confronted primarily with a moral issue. It is as old as the scriptures, and it is as clear as the American Constitution. Therefore, I am asking for your help to solve it." We are told that our current president was reelected on values, but they aren't Kennedy's governing values. Kennedy's were tolerance, acceptance, charity, and the moral duty to help those who struggle to realize the American dream. In fact, the prevailing values in the last election are the opposite of JFK's. But I do not despair. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Truth, crushed to earth, will rise again." This is Les Aucoin.